maybe the 96 ordinance is something we need to revisit. But again, at the end of the day, you know, taxes don't support water and sewer. I mean, it's a commodity. It's something people use. Again, you don't use property taxes. We don't do income taxes. This is really, you know, payer supported. And so we have to make sure that we're covering our expenses, because if not, then that shortfall has to come from somewhere else. But, you know, what I was trying to point out last night is, with the new water treatment plant coming online in maybe 18 months or so, you know, it's $27 million now, is the latest estimate. You know, we did get, you know, fortunately, we did get considerable amount of, you know, grant funding. So we didn't have to pay for it all ourselves, mm-hmm. but we are issuing bonds. And so when you take the cost of the plant and amortize it over 50 years, you take the interest on the debt, you know, we're going to see significant increases in expenses, you know, potentially even, you know, next year and the year after. So we need to be aware of how the operations really are functioning. And then the hope, and you and I have talked about this offline, the hope is when the new water plant comes online, it's more efficient.